voice of God.
所以我们今天要谈就是怎么样能够聆听到神的声音。
Could you imagine having a relationship with someone without ever speaking to them?
你可以想象你处在这样的一个关系中，就是你们彼此从来没有讲话，讲过话。
It wouldn't work, right? Because to have a healthy relationship, you have to have healthy communications.
那这种关系当然是不能够继续的，因为要有一个健康的关系，一定要有一个健康的沟通的管道。
But just imagine for a moment what would happen if you had a relationship with no communication.
你可以想象一个关系如果没有沟通的方式，一个是一个什么样的关系？
You would never be able to deepen that relationship with the other person without communication.
这个关系是一定不能够有一个深度的了解的。
There's no way to express your concerns or your feelings to the other person.
你无法表达对那个人的关心。
And you can't solve problems together.
你们在一起也不能一起解决一些问题。
Having no communication would rob you of connection and it would just leave you feeling very, very lonely.
因为彼此不能够交心，所以你会觉得非常的寂寞。
So the bottom line is, no communication means no relationship.
所以归根究底就是没有交通，没有沟通，就是没有关系。
But often this is how we treat our relationship with God.
这好像经常也是我们与神相处一种模式。
You know, if I were to ask you if God speaks to you, I think a lot of you would answer, I don't know, I don't think God speaks to me.
我现在问你说神有没有对你说话呢，我想很多人会说好像没有，大概没有吧。
But the Bible says that he does speak to us.
但是圣经告诉我们神要愿意跟我们说话。
Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known.
耶利米书，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道的又大又好的。好吧，帮助我一下。And
in John 10:27, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
我的羊听我的声音，我也听见他们，他们也跟着我。
So this is because at his very core, God is relational.
那我们知道神是一个特别注重关系的一个神。
Just by himself, he already exists as Father, Son, and Spirit in relationship.
他自己本身就是圣父、圣子、圣灵，是三位一体，是在一个亲密的、紧密的关系当中。
And he desires to bring you into that relationship.
然后他也想要把你拉进这样的一个关系里面。
We were made to be in union with God, and part of this union is ongoing conversation with him.
我们被创造就是要与神有关系，也就是能够与神有关系，就是不断要有交通，不断的要有交接。
So we speak to God, but then he also speaks to us.
我们跟神讲话，神也对我们讲话。
So at this point, some of you may be asking, does God really speak to us?
这下您就要问说，神真的有在对我讲话吗？
Others may be thinking, well, how can I hear his voice? Or how do I know it's the voice of God?
那我们怎么样能够听到声音？那听到又怎么知道是神的声音呢？
Or how do I know I'm just not imagining things in my head?
也许是我自己画上了，有在自己想出来的东西吧。
Comedian Lily Tomlin once said, why is it that when we speak to God, it's prayer, but when God speaks to us, we're being schizophrenic. And as funny as that is, I think it's a valid question because many of us have never been taught how to hear from God.
其实这句话还是有些道理的，因为很多人没有被教导如何去听神的声音。
But we can learn to hear the voice of God.
可以学习的。
And in John 17, Jesus says, the glory that you have given me, he's talking to God the Father, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me.
好，请大家一起念好了，我实在看不太清楚这样子字。
So Jesus had intimate conversation with the Father, and because we are in Jesus, we also have that opportunity.
神与耶稣基督与父神是经常有一些亲密性的交通。既然我们是在耶稣基督里面，所以我们也应该与父神有个非常亲密的交通。
And you could even ask, is it possible to have a personal relationship with God if we don't have individualized personal communication from Him?
你允许会问一个，就是如果没有一个个人性的亲密交通，有没有可能跟神有一个关系呢？
See, spiritual formation, which is the process of becoming more like Christ, comes from relationship with God, and that relationship requires communication.
我们想要向着耶稣的这个过程，是一定要有一个亲密的关系。那要有这个亲密的关系，就一定要有亲密的交通、亲密的交接才行。
And if we abandon our hope from hearing from God, then we're actually abandoning our very relationship with God.
所以我们放弃了说与神有一个很好的关系的这种盼望的话，也等于就是我们放弃了与神有个亲密关系。
God wants us to learn how to hear from Him because when we do, it will draw us into a life of deep and genuine fellowship with Him.
神要我们能够听到他，因为因此我们才能够有一个有深度的一个亲密的关系才能够形成。
Now you still may be thinking, but I've never heard God speak to me.
所以有时候你一听说，那我就从来没听过神对我说过话。
So let me ask you this, is it possible that He's speaking to you already and you just don't know how to hear Him?
那我就问你，有没有可能说他已经对你说话，只是你好像听不到？
I believe that often our failure to hear God is not because He's not speaking, but because we just don't recognize how He is speaking to us.
有很多事我们没有听不到，不是因为神没有对我们说话，而是我们不知道怎么能够认识他的声音。
So that's what we're going to look at today. We're going to look at how does God speak to us.
今天我们就要研究一下怎么样能够听到神的声音。
Now, we could do a whole series on the ways that God speaks to us. So today, we're just going to look at three primary ways.
这个题目实在太大了，可以讲不完了。但是今天的话，我们就只就三点来说明好了。God
speaks to us through His Word, He speaks to us through circumstances, and He speaks to us through His Spirit.
他透过他的言语，他透过环境，他透过了圣灵与我们说话。So
first, God speaks to us through His Word, which is the Bible.
首先神透过他的话语，也就是圣经，与我们说话。We
read in 2 Timothy, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. 大一些。So the primary way and the clearest way that God speaks to you is through His Word, the Bible.
所以一个最重要的、最主要的、也是最清楚的一个管道，就是透过神的话语。
I would even go as far to say that you won't even hear God speak in other ways if you don't first hear Him in the Bible.
甚至可以大胆的这样说，就是如果你不能透过圣经来听神的话语的话，你就不可能透过别的方法来听到神的话语。And
you even have to check any other way that you hear God speak to you, say through people or circumstances, against what the Bible says to make sure it's accurate.
所以如果有人跟你说圣经或者神跟他讲说要对你说一些话的话，你也必须要从圣经里面来印证，他讲的是有道理，是对的道理，就是保证这些话语是从神那里来的。So
if you want to hear from God, you have to start reading His Word.
所以您要听到神的话语，就从读经开始。And
when we say we want to hear from God, what are we typically looking for? It's usually guidance, right?
当我们讲到说我们要听到神的话语，我们是在寻求什么呢？我想一般就是寻求神的引导吧。And
this is what we do get from the Word of God.
这也是神给我们的。This
verse in Timothy shows us that God uses His Word to teach us truth, to realize and correct us when we're wrong, and to show us what to do is right and to prepare us to do every good work.
这段圣经讲到神是神的末世，然后与督导教导通通是有益的。
And what's amazing in that word of God, in this verse, is that it shows that the word of God is not static.
比较让我觉得比较印象深刻是这段话里讲说神的话语不是是一种流动性质的，不是固定不动的，是一种流动性质的。
When Paul wrote the word of God, God is God-breathed, it means his very spirit, his actual spirit, is in the words and is speaking to us.
所以当保罗讲说神呼出他的话语，表示说他的灵是在他的话语当中。
Here in Hebrews 4:12, we see it says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between the soul and the spirit, between the joint and the marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires."
一起念希伯来书。
So the word of God is not just words on a page, it's actually active. His spirit is in it.
神的话语并不是一个白纸黑字写在书上，而是它是一个活的东西。
And God meets us there in these words and speaks to us personally as we read it.
当我们在阅读他话语的时候，神的话就，神就是能在他话语中亲自与我们见面，与我们对谈。
So we must read the word and listen to the word and study the word and memorize the word.
So we 必须要读他的话，听他的话，研究他的话，然后记住他的话。
God will use his word to guide you and to defend your mind against the lies of the devil.
神透过他的话语来引导你，同时也能够保护你，让你不要上这个撒旦。
Being in God's word is the first step in hearing God's voice.
所以说，浸印在神的话语中是你听到神声音的第一步。
Because it's by hearing His word that we can actually learn to obey His word.
所以只有从听他的话语以后，我们才能够信靠顺服他的话语。
And this obedience deepens our relationship with God and allows us to distinguish between His voice and other voices.
我们与神有一个很亲密的关系以后，我们才能够从很多的声音里面听出，马上就认出他的声音来。
If my wife was to call me on the phone right now, she wouldn't need to identify herself to me on the phone.
所以，如果我的那一半打电话给我的话，我是不需要马上就能听出来，哦，是我的太太。
Because I've spent many, many hours with her and know her voice, I know it's her, even if she doesn't say.Hello, this is your wife Evangeline speaking.
即使他不马上说 Hello, 我这是你亲爱的妻子 Angelina, 我也可以马上听说，哎，这是我的最爱人。
Because I know her well, I can distinguish her voice from other people's voices.
因为我太知道，太熟了，太知道，所以她声音我就是马上就可以听得出来，是跟别人是不同的。
And this is the same thing with God.
与神也是这样子，也是这个道理。
If you want to distinguish His voice from other voices, and if you want to hear Him above the noise, then you have to spend more time with Him in His Word.
你如果想要从很多声音里面能够识辨出神的声音，或者在一切的很嘈杂声音马上听到神的声音，你就必须要与他有好的关系，亲密的相处时间。
Because there in the Bible, you'll learn about His character, what He's like, and you'll begin to recognize His voice when He speaks to you.
所以当你在圣经读圣经的时候，你就能够清楚明白了解他是一个什么样的神，他的属性是如何，然后你就能够当他跟你说话的时候，你就能够认出他的声音。
So I want to encourage you to read the Bible every day.
所以我劝大家每天都要读圣经。
And maybe you don't like reading, that's okay. You can also listen.
所以，如果您像我的眼睛有问题的话，您可以用听的 ，OK。
You can download the Bible app to your phone, and you can play it in a lot of different languages.
现在有很多的所谓的 Bible 的 App， 你可以下来download 下来，马上有很多可以用听的。
Another encouragement is you don't have to read for distance. I'm not asking you read the entire Bible in a year.
所以我建议您读经，并不是说您一定要每天就是天天向上，每天这么读哈，一年要把圣经读一遍那种的读经。
It's much better to just pick one book and then read or listen until God's Spirit starts speaking to you about something, and then you stop.
而是选一本书好好的读，然后能够默想神的话语，然后把他的话语都能够了解了以后，神的灵自然而然会跟你说话。
You stop there when the Spirit speaks to you, and you reflect on what He's saying through that verse.
读那话语以后，你可以停下来默想，然后知道。
And then the most important step is you decide, how can I apply this to my life today? What changes can I make?
更重要就是说你如何能够把你所默思所想出来神的话语能够应用在你当下的生活中。
God will meet you in His Word and speak to you there.
神会在他的话语中与你说话。
And I love this promise in Proverbs 2 where it says, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it like hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So this verse says that if you are seeking after God, He will reveal Himself to you. It's a promise.
So if you seek God, He will definitely answer you. He will speak to you.
So that's how God speaks to us through His Word, but He also speaks to us through our circumstances.
So God not only speaks through His Word to us, but also through our circumstances.
God can use events in the world or your life. He can use people, He can use nature to guide you in a certain direction. If you're paying attention. Have you ever heard someone say something like, oh, God closed that door for me, or God opened this door for me? This is actually very biblical, and there are a lot of times in the Bible where we see God arranging circumstances to guide His followers. So I looked up the word door in the Bible and found that it's used over and over again as a metaphor for avoiding wrong opportunities and choices or for embracing the right ones. In Genesis 4, God tells Cain that sin is crouching at the door.
所以在这个，好吧，创世纪第7节。
That's it.
Okay.
And we find in that many events in the Bible happen at a doorway or the door of a tent.
所以看到圣经里讲的很多事情都发生在所谓的家的门口或者在帐篷的门口。
Abraham sat at the door to his tent and noticed visitors that came from God.
所以亚伯拉罕有一天坐在他的帐的门口
Sarah listened at the door of a tent and heard that she would have a child when she was very old. The people of Israel would stand at the doors of their tents and watch Moses converse with God.
So those who were in the tents stood at the doors of their tents
Uh, Offerings were made before the door of the tabernacle.
所以一些祭物、祭祀、燔祭等的，也是在会幕的门口献上的。
And there were many sins and schemes that were hatched behind closed doors.
然后也很多的计谋，很多很多不好的事情，也是在一个门的后面所发生的。
The Israelites were commanded to put blood on the doorpost and not go out of the door until morning to avoid the angel of death that came upon Egypt.
所以以色列人被神警告说，你们要在门楣上抹上血，然后不能够出去，一直到天亮了才能够出去，这样可以免去这个灭人的死神。
Doors are personified in the Psalms as a way of letting the King of Glory come into homes and hearts.
在诗篇里面也代表这个门，代表一个让荣耀的神进到你的一个城市，进到你的家里的一个象征性的示意。
In the Proverbs, we're told not to enter the door of Lady Folly, but to wait and watch besides the door of Lady Wisdom.
所以在这个箴言，我们也警告我们说，不要去靠近那些所谓愚蠢的妇人的门，而是要耐心的、静心的等候在。
Jesus asks us to enter through the narrow door, which is the more difficult and hard to find door. Jesus asks us to be like servants waiting at the door for their master to return. He tells his disciples only to enter the doors of homes that are ready to receive them. Jesus even calls himself the door by which we must enter into true life. And then we see in Acts that there's a door of faith being opened to the Gentiles to believe. Paul says in the Corinthians that a wide open door has been given to him for his effective ministry.
So Paul in the Corinthians said that a wide open door has been given to him for his effective ministry.
He asks for prayers to open a door for the word of Christ, and he speaks of closed doors in certain areas, like going into Asia. James says the judge is at the door, which meaning that judgment is coming soon. And in Revelation, Jesus says that he has the power to open and shut doors and has set a wide open door before his followers that no one can shut. He also says he stands at the doors of our hearts, knocking and waiting to be let in.So this is just a small portion of the scriptures about doors, but it should be apparent that this is a metaphor for opportunities, good and bad, that stand before us. Yeah, there are countless doors or circumstances that lie before us that we can either choose to walk through or not.
所以我们人生遇到许多许多不同的门，我们是要进呢，还是出呢？
So how does God speak to us through these doors, these circumstances?
所以神如何透过这些所谓的门，这些环境来对我们说话呢？
There's a lot of circumstances, so we're just going to cover a few. But the first one would be creation. God speaks to us through creation.
那有很多不同环境，但是我们就提几个吧。第一个就是神的创造，神的就是大自然。
Since God created all of nature, we learn something about Him through observing nature.
So,
In Psalm 19, we read, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard." And in Romans 1, Paul says, "His invisible attributes," that's God, "namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made." So what does nature say about God? You can learn that he is powerful and creative. You learn that he loves order with a little bit of chaos. You learn that he gives abundantly and has grace for everyone. You learn that he cares for his creations and has infinite knowledge and wisdom. So if you take the time to look and observe, you can see that nature is pointing you towards praising God. Another circumstance that God speaks through is through the words of people that are close to us. Sometimes instead of speaking directly to you, God will use a spokesperson to speak to you. This could be a friend, a spouse, a child, a coworker, or sometimes even a pastor. I'm sure many of you have experienced this before. You're speaking with someone and they quote scripture or they give you wisdom that either encourages you or might even convict you. That is God speaking through that person. And you do see this time and time again in the Bible. Moses spoke to Israel for God. The Old Testament prophets delivered messages of hope and repentance for God. And even Jesus, who was the very representative of God in the flesh, spoke what his Father told him. He says in John 14, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." Even the Bible itself is really God speaking through its human authors. So you need to pay attention when people speak to you. Because often as we fellowship with other believers of God, God will use their words to speak to you in a unique way.
当你跟别人在交通的时候, 神也许会透过这个人特别对你说出一些鼓励的话，特别的恩典在你身上。
Also, because God can speak through you, make sure that you're using words of grace when you speak to other people.
同样的，神可能会透过你来对别人讲话，所以你在讲话的时候要传达出神的恩典。
So God can speak to you through nature. He can speak to you through other people. And another way that He can speak to you is through pleasure or pain.
所以神能够透过他的话语，透过他的环境，透过别人来说话。同时他能够透过欢乐跟这个痛苦来对你说话。
You may have heard this quote from C.S. Lewis. He's a British author. He says, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks to us in our conscience, but shouts to us in our pain.
所以大家如果知道这位 C.S. Lewis 是英国非常有名的一个神学家，也是一个作者，我们中文大概翻成鲁易斯。然后他讲的这句话是很有名的一句话，就是说，也许您听过，就是说，在我们这和平的万事都顺利的时候，神的声音是非常小的。但是当我们遇到痛苦的时候，神的声音就像打雷一样。
And James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. When God gives you good gifts, these are things that bring you pleasure, He's speaking to you.
So when 神厚赐你的时候，你会觉得非常的愉快。
He's telling you that you're His child and He loves you dearly.
因为他在告诉你说，我爱你，因为你是我亲爱的儿女。
Just think about how grandparents love to shower their grandchildren with gifts, and you'll start to understand God's character.
你就想象说一个祖父母是他们的孙儿们，你就可以想象神是如何的宠溺我们。
Each gift that God gives us is a little whisper that's telling us that He loves us, that He's going to provide for us, and that He wants us to enjoy life with Him.
每一样神赐给我们礼物，就好像神在轻声细语的告诉我们说啊，他爱我们，他要照顾我们，他要我们能够享受生命。
And He doesn't just give us what we need. A lot of times, He'll even give us things we don't need, just things that we want, that we desire.
有时候他给我们不只是我们所需要的，很多时候给我们的是我们很喜欢的，或者很想要的，让我们能够享受的。
So what do we do with this?
那对这些神的厚赐，我们应该采取什么态度呢？
Our job is just to recognize that God is saying He loves us, and to give Him thanks for the gifts He's given us.
我们就必须认明说这是神爱我们的一种表示，然后我们就是多多的谢谢他吧。
But there's also moments in life that bring you pain.
但是生命中也会遇到一些痛苦的时刻。
And often God is shouting to us in those moments and trying to get our attention.
在那个时刻，神往往是大声的对我们说，想要得到我们的注意力。
See, often we're not completely reliant on God, but when pain grabs a hold of us, we often realize we're way out of our depth and we have to go to God and press into Him with everything we have.
So, 很多时候我们不是完完全全的依靠神，所以当这个痛苦来临的时候，我们觉得即将灭顶的时候，我们会奋力的抓住神，这个时候神能够更真的对我们说话。
And when we bring all of our pain to God and we're there with Him, He can speak to us and start to lead us through the painful circumstances.
So, 在这种痛苦的时候，我们就会奋力的想要跟神说话。这个时候，神就会与我们说话，然后带领我们度过这个难关。
Remember that God does not cause your suffering, but He will allow it for your good.
请您记住，神并不是制造灾你的灾难的制造者，但是他准许这些事情发生。
He will allow it to develop you into the woman or the man He wants you to be.
所以他 他能够透过这些灾难把你塑造成一个他所想要的一个人。
If you're in pain right now, you need to listen for the voice of God in that pain.
所以您现在眼下如果有些痛苦的时刻，希望您能够注意听神到底要给你讲些什么样的信息。
And you need to hold on to this promise in Lamentations. It says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning."So God speaks to us in His Word. He speaks to us through a lot of circumstances in our lives. But behind all of this is the Holy Spirit moving and speaking.
所以神透过他的话语，透过环境，透过人，透过事，对我们说话。那除了这些以外，还有一个很重要，就是神透过圣灵来与我们说话。
God speaks to us through His Holy Spirit.
神透过圣灵来和我们通话。
Did you know that the Bible says that your body is actually a temple for the Holy Spirit? Paul says, or did you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? So the temple in Jerusalem was where God's presence dwelled.
耶路撒冷的圣殿是神的居所。
And now, when you commit to following Jesus with your life, at that very moment, the Holy Spirit enters you.
当您决定要追随耶稣的时候，神的灵也住进在你里面。
You become His temple, the place that He dwells.And while He is there living in you, He is communicating to you. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, this is why you can hear God in Scripture and in nature and in your pleasures and pains, our loved ones, and in so many other ways. Yes, it's because the Spirit of God is dwelling in us and communicating with us. But the Spirit also could speak to you in more subjective ways. He may put a thought in your head that leads you to serve for someone or pray for someone or confess something to someone.
有时候圣灵对你说话是也是非常直接性的，有时候他会在你的脑子里一个意念，就是说，哎，我要去帮助某某人，我要为某某人祷告，我要去做什么什么什么事情。这个就是神他主观性的在对你说话。
He may prompt you with a question in order for you to take a look at your actions or thoughts.And He will even whisper words of love to you. The Spirit is always active in your life, and He's always moving you to God's purposes for you. The Spirit even intercedes for you before God, helping us when we're too weak to pray for ourselves.
圣灵甚至替我们在神的面前讲话，当我们不知道怎么祷告的时候，他会替我们祷告。
Paul says in Romans 8, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." The Holy Spirit may speak to us through dreams and visions, through audible words, or miracles, big things, but often it's just his still small voice whispering to you.
圣灵有可能透过所谓的梦、异象， 或者大的声音， 或者是一些奇迹意识来对我们说话， 但是经常性的是神往往透过一些小的细微的声音来对我们说话。
And for those who walk in God in a mature and personal relationship, I think this is actually his preferred way of communicating.
所以对一些比较成熟的， 比较跟神有建立一些比较
There's a story in the Old Testament where the prophet Elijah is just, he's burnt out and he's scared and he's hiding from Ahab and Jezebel, that's the king and the queen, in a cave. And God came to him in a whisper amidst fire and wind and earthquakes.
So, 我们看在列王记里看到这个以利亚的故事， 就是 他战胜了巴利以后，这个北国以色列王亚哈王跟皇后接喜别，就对他进行了非常厉害的追杀，然后他就躲到一个石洞里面，因为他整个人已经崩溃了。那这个时候，神就透过在大风暴里面，在大的雷声中，在地震的声的中音，神的一个非常细小细微的声音。
And this is what it says in 1 Kings. It says, this is God talking. It says, and he said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah?
在我面前，那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有大风大作。
So God chooses to speak to Elijah in a low whisper. Why does God choose to speak this way instead of using big signs and miracles and wonders? Honestly, I think he prefers to speak this way because it's more relational.
我想神愿意以这种方式来说，因为这样子比较有一些个人的一些亲密的关系，关系会更亲密。It's
how a friend might speak to you, or a loving parent might speak to you.
就好像一个朋友是对你这样说话的，你的父母也是这样对你说话的。If
he used signs and wonders all the time, it might just scare us or impress us enough that we listen.
所以我们如果只是透过所谓的异象，奇迹异事来跟神说话的话，我们也许会刚开始会一向深刻，或者甚至有些惧怕战惊。But
you got to remember that a lot of people followed Jesus just because he did miracles, not because they were interested in what he was saying.
您记得在圣经记载，许多人跟随耶稣就是为了看着奇迹异事，并不想知道耶稣真正要传讲什么信息。
But if God speaks in a small voice, it's something you have to want to hear. It's something you have to listen for.
如果神的声音是微小细微的声音，你必须要真的很专注的， 而且你是真的想要听到神的声音。
You could say that God woos us instead of wows us.
所以我们可以说他用了两个英文字，就是 woo 跟 wow 中文。 就是说神不会用一个很大的事情来让我们那个哇，而是用一个细水长流的一种来引导我们，引诱我们来接近他。
So we read in 1 Corinthians, For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person, which is in him? So also, no one can comprehend the thoughts of God except the spirit of God. And he goes on to say that we can because we have the mind of Christ. So Paul is pointing out that the Spirit lives within us and can search out, and we can search out and know the very mind of God by the means of His Spirit dwelling in us and speaking with us.
保罗这里是指明说，既然圣灵是进驻在我们，所以我们就可以搜寻知道神的心意，因为他是灵是住进驻在我们里面，然后。也对我们说话的。
So, does God speak to us today?
今天神有没有对您说话呢？
Maybe a better question is, are we listening?
我想一个更好的问题就是，我们有在听吗？
If we define God speaking as signs and wonders and an audible voice from heaven talking to us, then it might seem like he's rather silent.
所以如果我们在期待说有所谓奇迹异事或者是从天下降下一个很大的声音的话，也许我们会认为说，哦，神是静默的、沉默的，没有在讲话。
But if we define God speaking to us as speaking through His Word and through all of our circumstances and through His Holy Spirit, then you realize He's actually speaking to you all the time.
如果我们认知知道说神是透过他的话语、透过环境。然后透过他的圣灵来对我们说话的话，我们就可以很肯定的说，的确，神有在跟我们说话。
The question is, are we listening?
最大一个问题就是，我们有在听吗？
Are we paying attention right now in this moment?
我们眼下有注意到吗？
And listening to how God is speaking to us.
专心在听神是如何的对我们说话吗？
Or if you're like me, maybe sometimes your mind is stuck in what happened in the past or what you're going to do in the future.And you're not paying attention to what God may be telling you right now.
如果您像我的话，很可能就是一直想啊，过去发生的事情啊，或者即将发生的事情，而没有专注在眼下要发生的事情，所以我们就常常听不到神的话。
So we can only live right now in this moment, and this is where God is speaking to us.
所以我们人生是非常有限的，我们只能活在当下，所以我们当下要注意聆听神的话语。
Does God speak today? Yes, He does.
今天说话了没有？有没有？有。
But are we listening?
我们有在听吗？
有。
This is our task, to listen better.
所以我们要做的就是好好的听，然后听得好一点。
Will you pray with me, please?
祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for your love for us.
亲爱的神，我们非常感谢您对我们的爱。
We're so grateful that you speak to us every day.
感谢您每天都在对我们说话。
And we just ask that you can make us better listeners.
求您让我们成为一个更好的聆听者。
That you help us pay attention to what you're saying through your word.
然后透过您的话语能够专注于听聆听您的话语。
That you help us pay attention to what you might be saying through our circumstances right now.
然后也注意看透过我们的环境您要对我们说什么。
We pray that you help us pay attention to what you might be speaking to us, whispering to us with your spirit.
然后也能够静静的聆听透过您的圣灵你想要对我们敲说些什么悄悄话。
It's so easy for us to be so distracted that we let all of the things in our lives drown out your voice.
所以我们常常为世间的一些纷扰，以至于我们听不到您的话。
So we just pray that you can clear all of the distractions away so that we can listen.
求您除去一切障碍，让我们能够专心地聆听您的话语。
And as we listen, we pray that you just bring us into closer fellowship with you and to deeper levels of maturity.
让我们能够更加的与您有一个更好的关系，也让我们能够成为一个更成熟、更进步的基督徒。
We don't want to just hear what you say, but we want to actually listen and then act out on those words.
听到您的话语, 而是听到了以后, 能够有所行动。
Thank you for your grace when we don't hear you.
感谢您。
Thank you for your patience when we don't hear you.
感谢您, 当我们没有听到您的话语, 您对我们的耐心。
And we just ask that you continue to consistently speak to us every day.
我们就求您每天每日继续不断地对我们说话。
We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.